what happens a lot of the times, I either like scald across the green or I hit the ground before I hit the ball.
Oof. Okay.
Just the two things you don't want to do.
You have other way than too much up and down.
I don't know what to do, really. I think I don't know what to do.
Getting...
I know how to get out of the sand. Like, I can do that.
That is... Yeah. The problem with this outing is there is no sand.
I know.
Chipping is difficult, especially when you're like right near the fringe and the hole is about 6 feet from where you are. So you're like, well, this chip needs
to... I'm putting.
But that's so hard too. It's all so hard.
I know, but the only reason I putt is because I cannot chip at all. I only chip if I have to. I'll try to do a bump and run.
Okay.
I'll try to do something. If I have to chip, it's just always, it's like a 25% chance.
Come up with a game plan before?
Everybody roll. Play their best. Okay. Everybody play their
drink.
Best.
Drink. You have to have one drink in.
I'm feeling very good about my game right now. I was just telling Owen I played a tiny par three. I know I say this all the time, but I finally feel like the work is finally paying off. I say that all the time too.
He said that last year, and I was expecting Kevin to be lights out. And I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Well, I mean, we played a par three course. I parred four of the holes, so I'll take that.
Yeah,
four of the nine holes.
We're coming
off. How many mulligans a hole? You guys do
zero mulligans.
Oh wow.
That's pretty good.
Really short, like 135 yards and in, but still, like, you know, I put out most of them on the green.
Where are we playing, George? Where are we playing Friday, by the way?
Big Met.
Big Met, what time?
Shit, I don't remember.
Noon or morning?
Morning? It's like around noon.
Okay.
Around noon.
Cool.
But George did okay. He ended up taking a lot of mulligans because he hasn't played all year, and all he's done is a simulator. So he was struggling just with a little bit of like hitting the ball. So he just needs to get back in his.
Struggling hitting the ball. We're fucking cooked.
No, but his swing looks great though for not playing. Like,
he doesn't matter what his swing looks like. Can he hit the fucking ball?
Ball involved. Not good.
He's gonna be fine.
He's got 25% of golf down.
George, if you're listening to this on your ride home, you're gonna do great. Okay,
hit that ball. He's listening to this on the way up. To
iron
Cleveland.
Sharpens iron, as George said.
Yeah. Oh, we do. We're sharp. I'm saying it once again. I'm ready.
Dennis might be the only ones ready. I haven't swung a club yet this year.
No,
still.
I'm not ready.
Fuck.
I'm the worst.
It's funny
I've
that
ever
Dennis
been.
Is getting worse. What is happening?
I don't know.
I'm definitely getting worse because I don't play. But
okay, well, let's get started. I do have one quick story that I wanted to share. Story time. I went to the corner store today, or as I like to call bodega. This is the one by my house. I was on the way to go play golf with George, and I was just walked in there to get a pack of Zins. It's a really sketchy looking, like, crappy older one story like building. I don't know if you can picture it, but just like one of these like beverage stores that you see in every suburb. Like, it's not a gas station, it's just there's no gas, it's just like a beverage store.
Is this important to the story?
Yes, it is. Okay.
To the left they have the energy drinks.
It
to
is
the right because is the Pepsi.
It's important to the story because it doesn't always attract the most classy clientele. There's a lot of sketchy people hanging out.
What is
out.
The minimum for credit card?
Five.
It's a credit
card.
Five?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, for sure.
I know what kind of store you're in.
Yeah. One of those stores. And like, there was like a couple there's always sketchy people hanging out there smoking cigarettes, drinking like a malt liquor beverage. And so I walked in there today. I got a pack of Zins and paid with my credit card, walked out, went to my car, which was across the parking lot. So like 35, 40 feet from the store. And then all of a sudden a girl, little girl, like 13, 14 years old. She was like a 12-year-old, but dressed like a trashy 21-year-old. Like, does that make sense? Like, she was really young, but tried to dress old, but ended up just like dressing like a trashy older person.
I can imagine what her mom looks like.
Exactly. Yeah. And when I walked out of the store, there was another sketchy guy, just like I said, smoking a cigarette, drinking malt liquor, looked high out of his mind on the sidewalk. So I'm in my car. The girl knocks on my window, and I'm like, what is happening here? So I rolled down my window, and she's like, hey, mister, the guy wants you to go back in the store. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I have about 1,000 thoughts running through my head. I'm like, are they going to like jump me when I get out of
absolutely.
This? Absolutely. Yes. I'm like having a panic, and I'm like, what? Like, why is he sending you to do this? Yeah. And she's just like, I don't know, mister. Like, I just, he said to go back to the store, something about giving you more money. And I'm like,
like a Nigerian scam.
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of that show. I didn't finish The Curse.
It's a lot. Yeah. And I am not in like a really sketchy part of town, but this does have a sketchy clientele. So I'm just like,
money.
So I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm like, go, get away. And I like sat and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm like, I'll just go drive my car really close to the door over there and then go check in with this guy. So like, I pulled my car up like that way, like I wasn't walking 30 feet. Like,
yeah, somebody jump me inside of your car.
I like at least most of it, like I could get out of my car in 5 feet. So I like really nervously drove my thing across the parking lot, got out of my car, walked into the store, and the guy's like, hey man, I accidentally can you check your bank statement? And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I think I charged you 60 instead of six. So he did want to give me money because he charged me $60 instead of six. So then he's like, I can't take the card, I'll just have to give you cash. So that's the end of the story.
Damn. Okay, so I was like, you fucking idiot, you just fell for a little girl scam, you got nervous. I would have sped away not knowing that I just spent 60. Yes. So I guess sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover or think that everything's a scam, because that's how I go about life. I'd probably be rich by now with all the money people are trying to give me back.
I probably would have never noticed I was missing $55. I would have just had that $60 charge.
Oh, I would have actually noticed because I have a notification anytime one penny gets sent on my card.
Mine's over $10. Yeah.
I should have one penny. That would help my life out a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's been so many times. I mean, there's a lot of times where I'm like, what the hell did you just buy, Lisa? Because we have the same credit card.
Yeah.
But there's been some times where I'm like, I don't remember buying this. It was some subscription I just forgot about. But
yeah, I got charged for Uber a day later after a Mariners game because it was a special event charge. And the driver said that he arrived and waited. And we're like, this didn't fucking happen. Had I not had that notification, I would have just gotten charged $15. Yeah. But we got a credit for it because it was yes. And I gave that guy one star, or told Sarah to, because it was on her account.
Did you have fun at the Mariners game?
Yeah, it was good. It was for Buddy's birthday. So he had three of his friends.
Was this recently?
Yeah. Last weekend.
Oh, I think I saw it.
Or like 2 weekends ago? 2 weekends.
Who are you rooting for?
It was the Mariners versus the Twins.
No, I guess Mary probably make more sense for you.
I was rooting for the Cubs, though. You know, love Chicago.
Trump.
Buddy got a baseball though. That was awesome. Yeah. So we were behind the bullpen, and the pitchers were just throwing out balls to kids, and Buddy's friend caught it and then gave it to Buddy for him. It was a real ball though. It's not like a fake ball.
Yeah,
because it wasn't like everyone was getting one. He only like threw out like three of them.
No, that's cool. But it's not as cool as like during a game.
Catching
one. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
But don't tell him
that. Yeah, way to minimize this exciting birthday experience, Dennis. Can't he just have the best day of his life?
Well, I was picturing a cool scene where he caught the ball.
You know, it is like an asterisk whenever I tell someone. I was like, well,
you brought it up.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
They were handing out balls, but not to everyone.
They only handed out to the first 5,000 people that came to the gates get a ball.
Oh, all right. So, Owen, you heard my stressful car situation. It sounds like you had one this week too.
Yeah, it's been nothing but like disaster after disaster. And I mean disaster because first I'll start with we have two cars. The red car has had squeaky brake.
I love that. It's just the red car.
red car, squeaky brake. Our one car has the brakes.
The red car and the one car.
No, I stopped calling it the red car because you made fun of it.
He only knows numbers and colors.
So. Yeah, for some reason, I thought that you guys needed to know the information of the color
ABC
of the car.
Car.
But I got the red car's brakes were squeaking for a long time. And I'm like, I'll get them fixed later. And then all of a sudden, they started grinding. I'm like, fuck, I've waited far too long. I probably made it worse. So I brought it in, got those brakes fixed. Turns out it wasn't so bad. I was expecting to pay over $1,000. Paid like $600. Still suck, but better than I thought. And then we went to go.
This is why I lease. I the fact that I don't ever have to stress about anything like that, knock on wood, is why I lease a car.
That's the only thing I paid for in like the last 2 years, but that's,
I mean, you're probably,
I'm not going to have this argument here. I just think that I have the better deal, but anyway,
sometimes the surprise is worse than just what knowing what you're paying each month.
$700 a month is way better than $700 one time in a year.
To some people,
a month.
Some people don't like surprises.
I think you're right, Dennis. I think it's just like, I'd rather get crazy.
It's crazy. No, I'd rather get charged $700 versus one surprise $700 a year.
Dude, my seatbelt on my car failed, and they had someone drive out, pick up my car, leave a loner, and then take my car and
who
replace
the
seatbelt.
Who's that loner? Freak.
Some guy that Kevin's talking about outside his convenience store. He wasn't
dropped
high,
off
Kevin.
Some freak
he
loner.
Was thinking
he's
about
like,
stuff.
Hey guys, anyone want to hang out? I've been really trying.
They dropped off a free dinner guest, this loner. No, I'm with you, Dennis, though. The surprise thing, totally. Okay.
Bad tableside manners. But after that, we went to go take out the boat for the first time of the year. I back in the boat and the engine's not starting. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. But it was a battery where it was user error where I didn't connect the battery right. So I got the battery connected, but then I got nervous about the boat being fucked up. So when I started the engine, it started smoking, which is actually, after it's winterized, your first start, it always smokes because it burns off old fuel. But then it was shaking too much. So like all these things, I was like, I don't know, something seems off. I feel like I don't want to take this thing out into the middle of the lake and then just be stranded.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to take it in. So I took it into the marine shop, whatever. And it was shaking. They did all these other tests and they're like, I think it's fine. But it took over a week of me calling every day. I'm like, dude, can I get my boat back? It is such a small boat. Isn't it fixed yet? And he had, God, you cannot be restarting my fucking. Ugh. Well, why does this always restart? Why does this computer have to restart every single time?
While Owen tries to figure this out,
it's not restarting right now. I got 15 minutes.
This is why I always lease my boats.
It's a one time charge, guys, okay? But anyway, it ended up being there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. They're like, no, everything's fine.
That actually
it shakes a little bit.
That's a worse outcome. I'd rather them be like, we had to tighten the screw.
Fixed a bunch of things. So for their time, I had to have the boat there for a week. I had to stress out about it the whole time. I picked it up and it was $300 for them just to do all those testing. I'm like, fuck.
Do you think these guys are like, this boat's so small and they just push it to the side and then they're like,
yeah,
it's fine. They probably booted up for 1 second. They're like, oh, it's fine. And then
no, they
like,
said they ran. They did all of the like pressure. They said pressure's up. I'm like, I think that's good. Sweet. And they're like, we can't figure out what's wrong with it. We're trying to get injectors. That might be what we do. I'm like, are you doing it or are you not? What are you fucking doing? When can I get my boat? So I got the boat. We took the boat out. It was fine. And then the next day, our 4Runner white truck. was like the battery light came on. I'm like, oh, this fucking thing, you gotta be kidding me. I can't have another car have an issue. And then we got to the Home Depot and I went to go park and the car was like really barely moving. And I'm like, I need to back into a spot or like just try to get home instead so that way I could figure out what shop to take it. So I backed into or tried going up a hill and it wouldn't go up the hill at all.
Oh shit.
So
was it out of gas?
No, it was the alternator, which I've heard about before. I've heard about these alternators, but
like
anyway,
Terminator.
Yeah,
right?
But anyways, I call it. This was at like 5:58, so all the shops are like closed or about to close. So I'm calling everyone. Got a guy that said, "Yeah, just drop it off." I was like, "Well, I can't drop it off. Do you have a tow truck?" So I had to have it fucking towed. So I had it towed to the place.
Oh my
that
God.
Tow cost $280. And then the alternator needed to get fixed. That was $500.
Holy shit.
And then Saturday came around. Buddy got sick. He had a fever. And we took him out on the boat on Sunday in the hot sun. And then Monday rolled around. And I was looking for the keys for the red car. And I couldn't find my fucking keys for the red car. So I was looking everywhere for the keys. I was like, you know what? Maybe they're in the car. Sometimes I leave it in there. I go to the car. The car door is unlocked. No keys are in there. As late for work, so I was like, whatever, I'll grab the other keys, go to work, come home to start looking for the keys. And Sarah's
that must have been a stressful day at work, huh?
Not so much, because I was like, they're just around. I just couldn't find them. I didn't have enough time in the morning. I looked for 4 hours straight. Jesus. Everywhere I could. I can't find them anywhere. And I believe I left them in the car. And I think someone opened the door of the car, took the keys, is potentially trying to steal the car later on.
Oh, that.
Why not take the car? That
I did.
They're like, they want to do two steals.
Dude, I don't know. Or they just wanted the keys to my house.
Oh, shit.
So Sarah's out of town. Buddy's sick. I had a steak, come home from work. Couldn't find the keys, was stressed out about going to bed. So I locked the door. I put like all the lights on downstairs and put something on YouTube for 10 hours.
What'd you put on YouTube?
The space thing. It was 10 hours long. So, and I made it look like someone was on the couch.
Wait, sorry.
It's like a Home Alone.
Yeah, I'll be back 30 seconds.
They have keys to my house. Whoever stole the keys have keys to my house. And I can't, there's no other additional locks. So I had to call the fucking landlord. Landlord had the key guy come in Tuesday. I didn't get to go to work. I haven't gone to work all week because I was home with Buddy. He was sick. He had to change the locks. Cost me $160.
Oh my God. Because I lost
the keys. Now I'm like, all right, well, I need another spare key to the red car. So I feel like I need to have another key. Oh, those are. So that's going to be a lot. So I spent probably close to like $2,000 just in car things in the last week. I didn't get to go to work because Buddy has been sick. Then Jack got sick with the flu. Buddy can't walk right now because he's like got spasming like muscles because he's been dehydrated.
Oh, God.
And I took Buddy to the doctor and the doctor was like, he's fine. He'll get over it. I'm like, I fucking knew it.
That's what the boat people said.
I know. And then but Jack was supposed to get, he has a mole on his face and they had to do a second opinion, went to the doctor and they're like, we can't see him because he has a fever. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And I was like, well, we weren't going to do this procedure today. We were just going to have him look at it so we could do it through telehealth. But since you're not the actual parent, you don't have access to his one chart. Oh my so we have to reschedule. God. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So
why is this happening to you?
I
what
don't
karma do you have?
I
for this?
Don't know. And there are some things that went on with the house. I won't get into it. They're small things. They're very easily fixed. So I'm not that worried about that. But I'm so looking forward to not being here. I could just go out and golf for this weekend and just try to relax a little bit. But that has been my whole like last 2 weeks has been very stressful.
That does sound so stressful. I haven't even had one moment like that that compares to your 12 moments.
I think they all got out of the way, though. I think, like, everything.
Oh, so you're going to have a perfect round of golf.
That's what I'm saying. I got a hole in one.
Yeah.
Like, multiple potential hole in ones and some skins that will win. And
think about Tiger. Remember when Tiger won that last Masters?
Oh, I thought you were going to say when he first, like, got caught cheating on his wife. No. I was like, he went through huge downfall.
All that bad stuff.
Yeah, all the bad. Yeah.
So he could win one more Masters.
Yeah.
Is Sarah back now?
No, she gets back tomorrow. Actually, we're both going to be out of Washington and the boys are just going to be here alone.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. So hopefully no delays for her flight.
Oh, that's otherwise definitely coming down the line.
I know. She's coming from LA, though, so there's a lot of flights.
That's
she
true.
Was out there for the riots, you know.
Why is she out there, really?
They pay people to fly in and do these riots.
We got a lot of money. We needed some things to pay for. There's a lot that went wrong this week.
Yeah,
so.
Owen's like, I don't lease a car, Sarah. Get your ass to L.A.
I don't know anything about the riots. Can you fill me in?
I know it's one of my topics, but my topic is more so. I'll get into that topic later.
I think they're writing ICE arrests.
Deportation, like mass deportations of people in Los Angeles. And Donald Trump sent in the National Guard, which is the first time that they've ever done that since like the 60s or something. It's been a long time, over 20 years for sure, that National Guard was called in.
20 years is only 2005.
I know. So actually it's like 40 years.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with some deportation stuff.
Wait, I got something to say about the LA. Did you see they were burning the Waymos?
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah, that made me mad because I've been in one. I felt bad for it.
I did too. I was like, these things did no wrong. They're actually quite great.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose to stay ignorant on the LA riots. It doesn't seem like it's gonna help my mental health.
What, getting into them?
Just learning about what's happening.
Yeah, you'd be sick to hear about all of those illegal aliens in here, Kevin. I know you would. So
yeah, let's protect this white boy's mental health.
Yeah,
they don't need to protect me. I'm just gonna stay ignorant to it because I'm far away.
That's fine. That's fine. And I think that's a great, great thing. I think it's.
And I told you guys,
it's great to be ignorant.
I've been dealing with deportation issues myself.
How?
I've been trying to deport all the fat out of my body, and it's so hard to do.
Nice transition.
Yeah, it's a little bit forced. But you guys are asking me on text about what was the catalyst for me trying to kick up my fitness and nutrition routine. Yeah. And there's two specific examples I can state. So I told you guys on text that after I got in a relationship like 3 years ago, I slowly started to let go. I, you know, gained 10, 15 pounds. Some of the clothes started not fitting so well. And then in this past year, I swear, like my metabolism just took two steps back where it's just like I was doing nothing different, but just all of a sudden, like I was just another 15 pounds heavier every time I checked the scale. And so now I'm kind of really trying to work on it. And what the first catalyst for me to work on it was I went to that wedding in Charleston. And every one of my family members would just be like, Kev, looking bigger. Like they wouldn't, like they wouldn't call me fat. Because like, I'm not like, you know, like lump, but I'm just like a little bit overweight compared to what I'm like normally am.
Did you tell them, yeah, I grew a couple inches. Yeah. Like, say you're taller. Like,
they're acting noticing. Like you're 12 and you went through a growth spurt.
No, it was so embarrassing. Like at least three people told me I looked like buff or plump, and I'm like, no, I don't. I know. I'm
that's
like,
that's the worst when people say you're buff, and you're like, I haven't worked out.
Yeah. No, it was really hurt. And then my mean cousin, you know, I have this cousin who's just been a bully his entire life. Like,
this is not the one that's a listener. Right?
I was gonna say listener of the pod.
No. Kip, you know who I'm talking about.
Shout out to Kip.
Yeah, Kip. It's not Kip. The mean cousin. He's just always been like we always call him. I don't know how to describe it, but he's just always been mean and like was the one that would lock you in the rooms or like, you know, trying to suffocate you with a pillow kind of cousin, God, you know?
Yeah, he's the worst.
And he's like 30, he's like 20 years older than me. And he caught wind. He called me, he said, I look like a linebacker. And I'm like, oh God, you're calling me fat now too.
That's
and he
mean.
Caught wind of that. And then the rest of the weekend, he just kept calling me like, oh, look at this dad bod over here. Look at this. And I'm just,
oh God.
It's just like by the fourth or fifth time, I'm like, okay, I went to my Fitbit and I updated like all my goals, like first steps.
You showed him this?
I told him, I'm like, you just completely ruined my self-confidence.
How's this guy's body? In shape?
He's actually in pretty good shape.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Only because he's like, yeah, he's like a former burnout, turned his life around and is in like great shape. So. Kudos to him. He has every right to make fun of me, but it really got my confidence. And then the second one was Dennis took a picture of me when we were golfing 2.5 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I zoomed in on myself and God, my body did not look good.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I took that picture and I sent it and I looked at it. I'm like, oh, Kevin does not look good here.
No, it's a bad picture. It's just.
Yeah, you don't look like that in real life.
Like it was just like it caught me at the wrong angle. And like my gut just looked gigantic. And like, it also like my shirt was flapping backwards a little bit. So it like made my waist look like double the size. And I'm just like, oh God.
Kevin, when I asked you what made you want to lose weight? I saw that picture. I was like, I wonder if it was the picture.
Oh, did you really see that picture?
So that's been burned in Owen's memory.
It's that mean.
It was such a bad picture. No.
Yeah. I think it was angles was not helping.
No, it was terrible.
Should we pull up the picture?
Yeah, after pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. No, it was such like Dennis. And then I was trying to golf the rest of that round, thinking about I'm like, oh God.
You didn't mention it one time because I sent it, and then I looked at it. I'm like, oh, he's probably not gonna like this picture.
No, and it's totally fine. It. No, I've ever since I saw that picture, I've been counting every single calorie.
And people sometimes
I gotta scroll past need, Owen.
That's where it's like there's something that tips the scale see. That's like, I gotta change it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's good about this golf outing is I haven't worked out in like 2 weeks or 2 months just because of all the baseball. And then leading up to this week was like the first week that I don't have anything really going on that I could have done it after work, but we have the golf outing. And it's like the last years I've been working out, and working out is typically like lifting weights is typically bad for golfing if you're not doing it for mobility.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you watch Full Swing, all those guys do is lift weights.
Yeah, but they're very specific. Mobility. Yeah. So I feel like I'll have a better range of motion. So I think,
man, not golfing it's so embarrassing to me that you guys both instantly recognize this picture without me. It's just, yeah, like, we can analyze it. I'm fine with it. Like, it's just like, the shirt is so thin. It makes me look like I have these tiny little boobs. My gut is just like perfectly plump.
It's Kevin, you're like on the threshold here where you go, yeah. Should I wear the clothes that I wore when I was skinny, or should I, am I transitioning to chubby guy clothes? You don't know what to do yet. So no, you got to make the decision.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. This is going to be, this is the picture you're like, never again.
What was so funny about
look
this picture?
Look at Buddy laughing at you.
That's true. Wait, no, can I have you guys do an experiment? Here's what's so interesting about this picture, which I've now looked at close to 15,000 times. if you put your thumb over the boobs and the gut, I look skinny. It's like, it's just
Kevin, I don't know. The face doesn't,
Look good either.
Too. But you, well, the beard, on camera, the beard. Yeah, I think it's just the beard. It's a thick beard.
Yeah. It isn't. I looked awful. Like, this is the worst I've looked since I was 24. No, it's fine. I need to see this.
Just as happy because he just feels probably thin right now.
No, it's. I'm glad you guys validated this. That picture.
This looks edited, Kevin. You sure? Look at that. Over here.
All right, let's move on. That's enough for roasting. Kevin knows what he needs to do. You're going to do great, Kevin. And I bet you've already looked like you're in shape. Did you lose some weight so far?
That was gonna be my next topic. I've definitely changed a lot. Like, I'm like really focused on the caloric deficit. Like, I'm literally counting every calorie, making sure I hit a certain number of like calories burned every day. So I'm starting to see, like, starting to feel better. Weight's starting to come down a little bit. I think I have a little bit of a hump to get over before I'll start to really notice it. But I was gonna tell you guys the other thing that I'm problem because I've changed my diet up a lot. My bowel movements are just
done either.
Nope. No, okay. All right. Well, they're not good or bad. They're not, they're just different. Like, they're in a different rhythm. And I like find myself feeling like, I haven't pooped in like a day and a half. Should I poop? And so I looked up yesterday, or 2 days ago, I started doing bowel movement yoga. Have you ever heard of this?
That's called anal, dude. Is this how you're easing us into
it? Yeah.
I'm gay.
So Kevin's gay.
I'm not gay. I just like getting railed for the bowels. It's loosening up. It's a laxative, or it's like what's it called where you stick a thing up your butt? An enema or a
suppling blue.
But there's a whole, you can do like exercise. You can do like 15 minute videos on.
Just imagine you trying to like
on YouTube
move your butthole.
No, it's all just like, it's like. Like, you know,
sphincter.
You do the child's pose, and then you do the happy baby, and it's just like all about
it's all
like,
children.
It's all about movements that activate those muscles and like keep your body.
You do the 8-year-old boy.
Yeah. Okay,
13-year-old girl.
I've been roasted enough this pod. I think I'm done.
All right, sorry.
I think I'm done.
Bonjour. Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PicFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to... give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there any,
go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Owen, let's hear about summer clothes.
Did we talk about this last podcast? Because I felt like we talked about t-shirts.
Oh my god, I can't believe you guys knew the picture I was referencing.
It's fine. I knew it. Kevin, right away. I saw the picture and I was
you
like,
you could easily analyze.
I was like,
the
he's
picture
gonna
of me.
Hate that one. Yeah, I got dude. There's so many pictures of everyone out that are bad. So
my clothing has been optimized for chubby though.
That's
you're not catching.
I understand.
Anyone.
I understand.
My clothes. I need that on a t-shirt. My clothes are optimized for chubby. And it's the
a
perfect
nice
chubby
t-shirt.
Shirt.
A nice thick t-shirt. Like, that we can sell that. That would be
oh,
really
for sure.
funny. My clothes have been optimized for chubby. That's amazing. Owen, so what do you have to say about summer clothes then? Are you
well, I know
for
my
some?
I know my first shirt I've got.
Dude, I would wear that.
When it comes to summertime, I always have this idea that I'm going to buy a bunch of clothes for summer because it's so hard to dress like nice. Because it's only shorts and t-shirts, or if you're wearing like a collared shirt, it looks funky with shorts. Pants are too hot. So every single year, I try to figure out what to wear and I have no clue what to do. And it gets really frustrating. And I don't know if you guys have the same issue or if rotating the same exact clothes after like the last 5 years.
I have an issue where I will put on an outfit and I'll just look like I'm going to golf. And I'm like, I don't want to look like one of these golfer
right?
guys.
Isn't that tough? Because coming back to Cleveland, I feel like it's going to be humid. Here I could get away with wearing pants and a shirt and I feel fine most of the time. But there I know I'm going to have to wear shorts. And I don't know. How
the
to
guys
wear shorts.
That wear the golf polos to everything, they're the worst.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
why
the least
I don't
creative outfit.
I don't like that look, and sometimes I do it just because it's like comfortable too, and I can wear it on a meeting and not feel weird.
Yeah.
Like wearing a t-shirt.
Sure, that's fine, like work wear. But you get if you're going out to go out to dinner or go to like a meeting. Go out with your family. I don't know. I was gonna bring a collared shirt, and I'm really like, I'm gonna look like a fucking idiot. But I don't have any good t-shirts right now because I haven't bought all of them for the year, and I don't know what I want to buy.
You have like all these amazing t-shirts that are expensive.
I've worn them so many times that it's like I need some shitty t-shirts as well. So like this one is just an Everlane t-shirt, but I've been buying these for like the past 5 years. And I'm trying to move. I don't know if I want to stay with this boxy t-shirt. So I'm having a tough time trying to find what type of t-shirts I want. I looked at Kevin's t-shirt. I'm like, that looks like a pretty cool t-shirt. I kind of want
yeah.
one.
What is that?
Shout out to Matt Stewie. Got this for me for my birthday. It's some driveway paradise. Some
6'2" model wearing size medium.
No, it's a cool it's like a cool boxy shirt. It's like made of mint or something. It's pretty sweet.
I think I got to stick with boxy. It looks right on me. I could go with like a smaller shirt, but
My new thing is whenever I go to like a restaurant that I really like or like a golf course or just any kind of tourist attraction that sells t-shirts, I always try to pick one up from there, like one of the cool, like, just because I like a story that has like a little like store or t-shirt that has a story behind it, like I like this restaurant in Charleston or something.
Yeah,
that's I'm the band shirt.
That's, you know, I always said I wouldn't wear band shirts, but I feel like maybe I should be wearing band shirts because I like, I don't know. Normally they have pretty cool shirts. Yeah, they're normally pretty cool. So.
And you might even make a friend. Somebody says, hey, Fleet Foxes.
Fuck that.
You kidding? No one's, honestly, I wear a band shirt probably at least 3 times a week. No one's ever said one word to me.
Well, if it's not AC/DC, man, why do you wear it?
You're in Cleveland.
That's the problem with Cleveland is if you're in Cleveland, all people wear are either the collared shirts or sports gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they wear like skinny jeans, with those like long, tight t-shirts and they're like still look like Justin Bieber back in 2015. That's what you get.
Who's that?
Those are the random people that we would never associate with that you see in just downtown Cleveland that think they look good.
The other thing that I'm going to do this summer within the next month is I'm going to find a brand that I like that just sells plain blank t-shirts and buy 3 colors. I like just to have a rotation of 3 different colors of the same t-shirt is crucial for summer.
Yeah, that's what I do basically every year, but I feel like I'm behind because summer's here and I haven't ordered those shirts yet. So I was looking through my shirts and I'm like, fuck.
Well, keep me posted on what brands you're looking at. There's a few. There's one on Huckberry that caught my attention that I really okay. like.
I like Huckberry. I'm probably going to go with Everlane because I know exactly what size I want and they fit well.
And they'll replace the t-shirts for you if you don't like or if they get worn down.
What?
They have like a lifetime guarantee on Everlane.
Really?
Well, I'm pretty sure,
like every year I throw mine out.
You might be able to replace all those.
Damn, I love companies that do like, so Phil, I'm giving a shout out to Philson again. So I have a pair of pants that have holes in them and they're in there right now fixing them. So I'm going to get those pants back.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, they're in here. They brought the sewing machine. They got it all.
Shit. Have you guys watched any Love Island? I'm trying to think of a transition, and this is actually a good one because Love Island, it's must-see television.
Yeah, we'll get some clips out of this. So
Love Island is must-see television.
When is the show on? Because I feel like everyone's always talking about it. Is there multiple?
It's on multiple nights a week. I watched.
You got time for that? Multiple times a week, you got to catch up. It's an hour a night. Everything.
It's like watching. So people watch The Guardians every night. It's like watching that. It's. I figured it out. No, I watched it all that. I watched it all last season. I enjoyed it. Or I watched a good chunk of it last season, and I tuned in from the beginning this season to just because I really am interested in why people love it, and it is appointment viewing. Because everybody wants to watch that hour of television and talk about it the next day. And do you guys know anything about it?
Is there more than one season? Because I think Sarah watches all those shows, so I'm sure I've seen seasons before. My guess is they're on an island, and they.
So here's what makes it so interesting.
Trying to fuck on an island.
Like if you watch a Bravo show, that was all filmed 6 months ago. These people in Love Island are on the island right now.
Ooh.
This is all happening right now.
Oh, live.
It's not exactly live, but it's like they
within
will
the
film,
last week.
Yeah, they'll film a day's worth of footage.
So it's like Big
footage,
Brother. Kind
and
of.
Then yeah, and then they'll release it the file. So you really are watching these people in really raw settings, and it's just the epitome of like 24 to 28 year olds and just the worst people and the worst fashion and the most. It's like watching.
So it's like Real World live.
Yes, exactly. It's like watching animals at the zoo. It's must see television.
Is there a worse age range than that? 24 to 28.
Just people
I
at
think
their
that's
shittiest.
Like the worst time. Of your life.
No, dude, like 12-year-old boy to 16-year-old boy, that's got to be
that's
the worst.
For the, yeah, I agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, for who? For the actual, yeah, I guess that's true.
For anyone to be around, like, I get scared when I see, like, a group of, like, 14-year-old boys. Like, what are they going to say to
me? I mean, Kevin got bullied by, like, a 13-year-old trashy girl at the gas station.
No, she's saving bodega. $55.
That's
yeah,
true.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah, what Dennis, a nice maybe bully. you're leaving money on the table. You should interact with these 15-year-old boys.
I disagree with you, Owen. I like the 24 to 28-year-olds. Like, if I was in a bar, true. I could interact with those guys. I'd much rather talk to them than have to hang out with a 14-year-old boy.
That's true. I guess I'm imagining people on the show Love Island 24 to 28 where all they care about is having sex because that's what I'm imagining. Oh. They're like, no, I can't stand people that, like, even in college, like, that's all that they are, like, are into. That is their whole goal. And it's like, why can't you just go out and have fun?
They're also, to their credit, they're also concerned with working out and building their own personal brand. So they have.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that didn't exist when we were in college.
That's true.
Was like these influencers. Like, that's what every person is trying to be, I feel like.
That's true. Especially now college when they have those NIL deals. There's so many rich college kids now.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a thing. No one was rich in college back then unless your parents are rich because no one owned like a successful business or were what are they called? Influencers or had a YouTube. But
it is weird though. Like if you go to like Ohio University or an Ohio State, there are probably people that are famous on campus just because of social media, which we did not have. We were right on the cusp of it. That would like become some kind of rapper or something that would catch attention. But like now I've been on campus, there's just like every class, you're probably seeing somebody that you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
On social
I'm sure
media.
All your TikToks are just like Ohio University people posting shit. And then there's some that go like semi viral.
Yeah.
And people know who that person is.
Yeah. Jake Paul was literally, it's like right when Jake Paul got Logan to Paul. OU or Logan Paul mm-hmm. got to OU is when all of that took off.
He the year
got
after
famous
we graduated.
On Vine. Well, I was still there, but.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see him?
Yeah. I was at the gym right next to him one time and I was like, fuck this guy. He's gonna make a vine right now, and I'm gonna give him a dirty look. And he was just working out, so really judging him. But that's crazy.
Well, he fell off.
Yeah. Well, who would have thought that he would have kept that going? It's insane how he's become very relevant and extremely wealthy.
He leaned into being a heel, which is like the smartest. And then WWE.
That is true.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he fell off. I think he just found a very, very healthy place at the time.
Oh, we didn't think he fell off at all.
No, okay. He's got like one of the biggest podcasts. And yeah, he's on WWE. He fell off.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the biggest like YouTube. He's like the biggest out there.
Remember when they found the body in Japan?
Yeah, I thought that was
the suicide forest, and they filmed it. I watched a 30-minute video one time of this guy trying to debunk it. He's on Logan's side. He's debunking it. Or he wasn't really on Logan's side because he said that it was a fake body and that it was all a gimmick and that Logan said he found this body, but it was fake. But then the controversy happened and he's like, oh, it's going to be even worse if I said I faked this.
Yeah, that's probably true. I can imagine that because I think everything is staged. I don't trust anything anymore.
I don't either, no. Especially now when it comes to content.
So yeah. Elon versus Trump, was that real?
I don't think so.
They did make up very quick.
Yeah, but I just felt like that was going to happen anyway. I felt like that's real, but I don't know.
Dennis, I feel like Elon is kind of a bait. I mean, I'm kind of on Elon's side where it's like, oh, we cut all this deficit stuff. I don't know much about this, so if I'm completely wrong. We cut all this deficit stuff and then this
cut all
big...
this deficit stuff. Cut all this.
You said it well.
And this big bill is going to add to the deficit.
Who the fuck is Big Bill? I'm scared of this guy.
He teaches
this guy sounds yoga. Intimidating. Oh, okay.
The PM yoga. Yoga. He's going to get fucked by Bill. Big Bill. He's going to fuck you with his PM yoga.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah. Yes, Big Bill is my, yeah. Okay, yeah. Dennis, I've skimmed you on topics today. I haven't gotten to one of yours yet.
That's crazy.
That's what happened to me last week, though. So,
I've heard great things about Department Q. Has it held up?
Oh, you're going with my last topic. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. I know Owen hasn't watched it all, but...
I had to pause because Sarah left. So I have to rewatch when I get back, when she gets back.
And you respect the pause. Yes. My wife doesn't respect it sometimes.
Oh, explain the situation, Dennis. Better than your topic.
I was trying to rack my brain to remember Dennis's situation so I could back him up even more. And I'd be like, and if this situation happened, I definitely wouldn't have watched.
Yeah.
Which is true, though. So give us your situation.
So Lisa and I mean, with your significant others, you have a show together. And it's like unwritten that you don't watch that show without them, especially if it's like a bingeable show. So we were watching it, and then on like episode 3, I go to start it, and she's like, oh, I already saw like 45 minutes of this, but I forget everything. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you started watching this without? She's like, yeah, I started watching it today, but I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, okay. She's trying to play it like cool, like
she
wasn't paying attention.
No big deal.
But she started it, and then in my mind, I'm like, now I feel inconvenience. I'm inconveniencing her by watching this.
Yep.
Her argument is I fall asleep every single show, which out of 9 episodes, I fell asleep out of 8 of them. The one I didn't, she applauded me because I was still awake.
Literally applauded you?
Yeah.
For your defense, you need to be given the option to watch the show, and if you fall asleep, then it's your fault. But... she can't start a next episode.
Yeah.
Just because she's like, well, you're going to fall asleep anyway. It's like, well, give me that option or the chance to actually do that. Then you can't get mad.
Yeah.
I do think the fact that she did it behind your back she was doing something wrong. She knew she was doing something wrong.
I told her it's the equivalent of her like hooking up with a guy and being like, oh, we didn't kiss though. It's like, well, he brought you to your bedroom. He showed you bowel movement yoga.
He blew into each other's mouths.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's, I think, probably more intimate than kissing. Blowing into each other's mouths? That sounds worse.
But it's not kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but we did, we came together, we watched the whole thing. It's a good show. It's like Mayor of Easttown, I would say. Yeah. But mayor of Scotland.
Just really gritty.
The main character, Kevin, I think you'll like.
It's for sure a show I'm going to watch.
Yeah, he's kind of like a pissed off, sort of skinny, tall Scottish guy.
I can't relate to the skinny part anymore, but maybe soon enough.
No, they show this picture of him one time when he's at the golf course. He's really fat and he gets in shape.
I mean, approval on all pictures from now on.
Uh-oh. That's when you know it's
now,
bad.
Now I understand why celebrities need, like, exclusive rights over all their talent images. Because, like, yeah. Imagine if you're, you know, Brad
One bad picture, man.
One bad picture. Could, yeah. Especially if you're, like, somebody like Ben Affleck, who kind of, like, their body kind of fluctuates. And, like, if that guy doesn't...
I mean, that picture of him just, like, outside of a building, pissed off, went viral or whatever. Have you ever seen the one video? This is my favorite Ben Affleck video. He's holding the... He's holding the door open for Jennifer Lopez or someone or Jennifer Gar. Who did? I don't know.
Yeah. J-Lo. Yeah. You're right.
J-Lo. Yeah. He's holding the door open and she gets in and like, it's like, what a gentleman. But the whole time he's got this pissed off face and she gets in and he just closes the door like in such a sassy way.
I listened to Ben Affleck on Theo Von and they talked about all this.
Oh, really?
And he's basically said like, hey, like, If you had camera people following you around, are you gonna have a happy face on? Like, it's like, of course he's like upset. Like, it just,
it's like, true. Yeah,
it's just like, oh great, they found me. Fuck. Like,
that isn't, well, that's a good cover up. I thought he was gonna say, would you be happy 24/7, which would have been a better one. He's not mad that the paparazzi found him. He's definitely pissed off at J-Lo.
But why hold the door open?
Because he's a gentleman.
He has to, and he has to, because the paparazzi are watching him. If he doesn't, they're going to make a story that, like, Ben Affleck doesn't hold the door for his wife. Like, all of a sudden, the cameras
are. He just couldn't help
out.
Himself with the end, like, the ending sass of it.
Yeah, he's just like, dude, I'm just going to have a face. I'm sorry. I can't not. I can't not. I'm fucking mad, and I have to show it. If I hide it anymore, I'm gonna flip.
Okay, oh, can we go back to your protest thing?
Yeah. Let's do it. There's riots going on in LA. Let's call it what it is. Protests. But it's insane. I feel like not the only reason, but a major reason why most people are going to these protests is because they're strictly doing it for trying to get the best social media post or to just do it for social media clout. They don't give a fuck about what's actually going on. That's my one hot take on this.
Yeah. I mean, I got
distracted. Oh, and I decided that you can use that picture of me as the story tomorrow. Okay. for the pod or on Friday.
I can use what? I don't make the videos. You make up.
No, yeah. We could do a story.
Oh.
New pod out now.
Oh, shit. I was not
this
even
has
thinking
nothing
that.
To do with what he's talking
nothing.
About. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're really just...
So Kevin, all right. Ooh, actually, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in the riot.
The protest?
Yeah, in the riot. Just on top of a burning Waymo. Ooh, that's going to be amazing.
Very
that's smart. Actually going
to
be great.
Oh, can you repeat what you said? I'm here to listen again.
I think... So there's so many, like, iconic photos that are coming out of it about people, like, waving flags, people on motorcycles with, like, a big fire behind them. I'm like, these people don't give a shit. They are just out there to get, like, to destruct stuff, get pictures, and be like, yeah, I was part of a riot.
That's
all I care about.
Yeah, I think it's...
I'm sure that there's some really pissed off people, but what would
I mean, people did this stuff before social media.
And even then it was just to get a picture in the newspaper. It was just less amplified.
Sure. I think that there was probably not as many people at these things. And obviously it was harder to know about them and organize them because you don't have Reddit, social media, mass audiences to gather, but I'm sure some people are there for peaceful protests, and then most people are out there to riot. From what I'm seeing on the videos, my main question is, what would it take for you guys to actually go out to a protest? I don't think there
oh
is
my God.
Anything out there other than, I had to really think about this, is if they took my family away, which I was like, holy shit, that's actually what people are getting mad about here, is that Mexican families are being deported.
That is true, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I get it, but I'm not out there smashing cop cars and creating felonies because it's going to ruin my life. Additionally, probably my family's as well, where I'm going to be in jail. So
I got one where I would show up. If they were like, hey, everybody in the U.S., I just want you to know we're cutting off all the men's penises.
Oh, yeah. I'm there with you, Kevin.
I would probably be like, you know what? I could protest this. And I wouldn't just do it for the clout. I think I would just want to keep my penis.
So dick out. Is it a dick out protest?
Yes.
Or do you have you to shield them? Yeah. Shield them or do you leave them out?
Shield them.
For the they them community, that could be free surgery for those that are trans. So like they might be, they're the opposition in this part and they don't get it. They're like, what do you mean? Why are you so mad about this? So tables turn in that situation.
But yeah, penis cutting off, I would protest.
But Kevin, when you said that, I'm just kind of brainwashed. I'm like, well, what's the government going to replace it with? What if it's like some super cool penis?
Oh, like more better orgasms?
Yeah. You don't
You
don't want anything because as a person that's had not penis surgery.
As a they them.
Shoulder surgery and also my teeth replaced.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, you're never the same, and it's always a little like feels off.
No, but this is like AI powered penis.
No. I don't like it.
All right,
too much feeling.
Dennis, you went to an art museum.
Oh, so what's I need to know what it would take for Dennis to actually go to a protest.
Whatever. If Lisa had to go to one and she decided, I'd probably go to it.
Tag along. That's nice your phone. Of you.
Yeah. I would do that with Sarah too. So that's true. But I don't think she'd go.
I think it'd be like if there was a school shooting at like the school Lisa worked at is probably the most realistic scenario.
Or in like the district or something.
They're protesting because they want more guns, right? That's why they're going. Okay.
No, they want more people to be crazy.
Yeah. More guns, less. I get it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So you went to an art museum?
Yeah.
Tell us about his bitch.
Why are you so mad about it?
Just trying to transition to a different topic.
Oh, okay. But like you were like disappointed in me.
I don't know. I'm just
It was boring, Kevin. Sorry.
I say this to Megan all the time. She goes, why did you say it like that? I don't know. I'm just trying to be normal. I don't know.
Kevin has a thought in his head and it is the photo just replayed.
No, I'm literally just trying to be normal.
That should be at our museum.
That was my attempt
called inspiration.
That was my attempt at normal. Dennis, tell us about the art museum.
So I took my 5-year-old son to the art museum because I'm like, Lisa had something scheduled with the other kids. They're going to like a little kids show. I'm like, I'm going to take it. He likes to draw. So I'm going to take him to the art museum.
Which kid is this?
Freddie. So I took him and they had this exhibit, which is like this Japanese artist, which everything was kind of anime, which he thought it was okay. But at an art museum, there's always people that are just sitting there for like 20 minutes, just staring at the art. When you guys go, how long are you staring at a picture for, you think?
At the most, probably a minute if I'm talking about it, and then I'd move on. But I've never been to an art museum, and I think it would take me a lot to actually go and enjoy it.
I've told this story before, but when I lived in New York City, I had a day off of work, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art. And I walked there, or went there, there's like 11 floors, kind of like sped through the first 6 floors. And then on the 7th floor, they had a Super Nintendo, and I played that for like 20 minutes.
Was that art?
It was part of like a, you know, like digital technology museum interactive or something. Okay. Interactive. So if it's like a Super Nintendo, I played. And then on the 8th or 9th floor, they had, what's the most famous art?
Probably Picasso.
The other one, like the Starry Night.
Okay. Oh, Van Gogh.
They had like the original Starry Night there. And I looked over at I went to the 9th floor where the Starry Night was. And I looked at it. I saw Dave Grohl standing in front of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I stared at him for like 3 minutes.
That's more interesting.
All right. Another reason why I hate Dave Grohl. Why is he?
Wait, like, no, I feel it wasn't Dave Grohl. I'm sorry. Okay. Who's the guy that dated Carmen Electra?
Oh, Navarro. Tommy. I was going to say Tommy Bahama. Who's the Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee.
It was Dave Navarro. Remember, he was like a VH1 guy for a while.
Same fucking guy. All those guys are the same.
Does he have a piercing right here?
He's he's exactly what you think he looks like. Yeah, like guy, you wouldn't miss him.
I feel like
he
does this.
Yeah. I think he was on, what was he on? Real World? Or
maybe
what was
on the Surreal Life?
Surreal Life, yeah.
Man, I love that show.
He also, I feel like he's like friends with the pickup artist.
Just because the way he dresses.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're right. Oh, and I think he guest starred on that pickup artist episode.
He's on, and I think he's on Ink Masters, right?
With like that one yes, texture. Ink Masters. That's what it is. Yes, that's Dave Navarro.
Well, yeah. So
he was like, that would be a good tattoo.
Starry Night.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were saying. It's funny.
It is funny. To answer your question, it would really have to be something spectacular for it to make me stand there for more than 2 minutes.
At a protest or at the art museum?
At the art.
Okay. Yeah. So a 5-year-old, the whole time, I'm just like, you can't touch anything. And then halfway through, he's like, this is boring. You can't touch anything here. So, only part he was interested in the whole time, we went to like this. Have you ever been in the Cleveland one?
I think we went on a field trip in about fourth grade and we looked at the naked photos and that was okay because it was art, remember? And we're all like, oh my God.
I don't remember that one.
Neither do I.
Yeah, me neither.
That might have been the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
different things.
But there's a section there that has like old statues and stuff. The only time he was excited was when the statues just their penises are out, so he just thought it was hilarious.
It is kind of hilarious. It's so ridiculous. Why do they have a bunch of naked statues?
I don't know. And the one thing I realize why they always look so weird when you're little is because they're not circumcised.
Oh,
they're
really?
Also always tiny, right? Or like smaller than
I think. They're just, I mean, what that looks like normal.
Yeah,
okay,
it's normal.
Kevin. Cool guy. Really small, right, guys?
Isn't one of them like famously small?
Yeah, because it's cold. The guy's standing there and they're sculpting him. It's cold.
Not trying to claim anything. I just thought that was the thing.
Kevin's got a huge dick, guys, I guess.
I do not.
No, Kevin's the guy's sculpting. The guy's like, stop touching your dick. He's like, I got to make it look bigger. He's
That makes sense. Yeah, he didn't get a chance to fluff
Kevin's
it.
Kevin's just going around to all these statue-like things, like yelling at the top. He's like, why do they make all their dicks so small?
And Owen's
so
like,
small.
Normal. Normal.
I did see a post on Instagram where they were there was that statue of Ronaldo, the famous soccer player.
It looks horrible, yeah.
No, there's one in Barcelona. No, that's not what it is. There's a little bit of a bulge you can see on the statue, and everybody's touched it so many times that it's like shinier than the rest of the statue.
Yeah, that's fun.
My computer's going to die in 5
oh, damn.
Minutes.
Okay, tell us what the mortician is, and then let's end it.
Oh, speaking of L.A., this is a documentary on HBO. So this guy...
Oh, I saw the key art or the art for this. What's it about?
So this guy had a... what's it called when you fucking burn a human body after they die?
Cremated?
Yeah, a crematorium. And it was just one oven. And he decided to undercut everyone. And he basically was doing like 500... Basically one person a day.
I had heard
cremate them
this or something like this.
And he started undercutting people and basically just got more and more customers and was starting doing more and more people at a time. And he got up to doing burning 200 people at one time in an oven.
Oh my God.
And all these people thought they were getting the ashes of just their loved one in the back, but it was like a combination of 200 people.
That's
and
creepy.
So, yeah. So yeah, that's what it's about.
Is there anything else? I'm not gonna watch it. Is there anything else?
I fell asleep. Second episode. I didn't have many topics this week.